night. It's the Yahrzeit. Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. And the Sitzri Finkel. Today is also the first day of Shiva from Avadia Yosef. I want to speak what is Megiah to us. Chutz from the Chiyu, Halamot to be Mastid. Chazal tell us, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chamo, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levona. The face of Moshe is like a sun, the face of Yeshua was like a moon. Skein Shabbatoi Royu Oimrim. Oilo isobusha, oilo isoichlima. So pshutoi, it's mashma, Moshe Rabbeinu was like a sun, Yeshua was like a moon, Moshe was so choshuv, Yeshua was much less. Skenim shevadoi roi oimrim, oilo isobusha, oilo isoichlima. Such a bizarre. Moshe is so big, Yeshua is so small, such a bizarre. Oy lo isabusha, oy lo isachlima. Chofetz Chaim says, chas v'shol. Chas v'shol. Maybe the kids will talk like that. That the last generation we had a choshev mani, our generation knew. The Naya Maligi. Of a skeinim shabadoi lo yoyim. Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, pnei Yeshua kepnei Levon. Skeinim shabadoi, the choshev people, this is what they would say. Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, pnei Yeshua kepnei Levon. Zot Chofetz Chaim, the pshat is, pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, pnei Yeshua kepnei Levon. Skenim shabadoi lo yoimrim, oi lo yisodusha, oi lo yisachmimo. Chaim was massive. Moshe was like a chamo. Moshe was like a chamo. Yeshua kipnei levono. Not the pshat that they said Moshe was so big and Yeshua is so small. The Skenim Shabbador said, right, all the young people, they look at Moshe Rabbeinu, wow, Moshe Rabbeinu is so big. Then they look at Yeshua, and they say, Yeshua is so starting now. No. Skenim Shabbador said, we remember Yeshua when he was a Levana. We remember Yeshua when he started. We remember Yeshua when he started, when he was not. Chazal say Yeshua was the saddest of soul in the Beis HaMedrash. Yeshua was the saddest of soul in the Beis HaMedrash. What he did? He fixed the tables. Chaim Shmuleli said, Chazal tell us, that when they send the Meraglim, the list of the Meraglim is listed in the Fide Chashivus. The place of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua in the list is number 5, number 7. Every one of the Meraglim was Sore Asoris. Every 10 people was a Sore, Sore Chamishi. On top of that was Sore Meraglim and Sore Alofim. So it means over Yeshua was a couple thousand people that their position was bigger than Yeshua. So Skenim Shabbador say, we remember Yeshua. We learned together in Yeshiva. We were sitting on the bench. Choshev Tavid Chochem, Choshev in Gemar, maybe even a Magishir. And now, Pitoy, we say Skenim, Choshev Skenim, 70 Skenim, and Yeshua became the man. They were so embarrassed. Where your Yeshua skipped them? We started at the same point. We were exactly the same. We started in the same place. Me Moshe kept me Chabot, me Yeshua kept me Levono, Skenim Shabadori Yorimbi. We also could have become Yeshua. Where we missed it? Where it went wrong? This was the problem of Skenim Shabadori. I said, we're holding in the Yolzeh of the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. People that knew him, Nosh Tzvi, some remember him yet. But Nosh Tzvi Finkel came to the mirror when he was 17 or 16 years old, an American boy. He even didn't know how to learn a Tzvus. So when the Tosh Mulevitz's house is a sefer that Nosh Tzvi bought him, after the whole Zman, thank you for teaching me how to learn a Tzvus. There he was holding. I think today the mirror doesn't accept the guy that doesn't know what taste is officially. Yeah? You know, no one here doesn't know how to learn a taste. He was mishpocha, he had connections, he got in. But no one could get in such a matzah. And 60 years passed, and he became the most famous Rosh Yeshiva, the largest yeshiva in the world. What happened? What happened? And not only that, he sat and he learned Yom Belayla. Where he said over a couple of times, he saw them again, new people. But the Tzvi Seder HaYoim was on Friday, as an example, he would daven Shachris, and he would have a Chavrusa from 8 o'clock after Shachris till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he will get ready for Shabbos, and another Chavrusa. After the meal, he ate for half an hour, and he learned the other Chavrusa, they would learn in Vishnitz or Chav Nechemia. And Vishnitz, they have a minig when the Rebbe is not around, the Rebbe is at Nebra, so the Chassidim get together like around 12-ish, and they start to sing. It's a kind of avodah, but they sing, even without a Rebbe, they call them a bote. A bote. So 12 o'clock when I had in Vishnitz, why he went to learn in Vishnitz? Because he didn't want to use electricity. And that day, the yeshiva didn't have a generator. And the Chazanish was mocking not to use an Israeli light, because they didn't do the work in the company. It's Maitre Shabbos. Asul Enes. Now, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva has a generator. That day, the yeshiva didn't have a generator. So in Vishnitz, they had a generator. So he would go to Vishnitz to learn. But 12 o'clock by night, the Chassidim started to sing. So he came back home, but it's only 12 o'clock. He's living from 8 o'clock in the morning, but it's only 12 o'clock. So he had in his house a lux. It's kind of fire that lights on the gas. Never people have it in their house on Shabbos. But it's a Gzeir Hashem Oyate. So his wife, instead of reading Mishpacha, she would stand near him. And she was the shomer till 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I remember when they opened the Zishaya, so it was another Shabbos, they made a Shabbos of the Holy Shiva. You want us to speak, eh? He asked me to speak. So I said over the whole story in front of him. And I said, if it's not true, the Shiva could be Makrish. True or not true? I'm standing here, I'm telling over the story. Tell the Bachar, it happened or didn't happen. So he said, it happened, but why do you want to take away my Ilum Habit? Please don't tell the story. Yeah, but this is when he's in this world. And next now, it's on the community, you don't take away the Ilum Habit. We say stories after someone is living. But Meshuna di Ka'aba Satur. Meshuna di Ka'aba Satur. Physically, he had terrible pains. He couldn't sit. He couldn't stand. When he would eat, when he would take a fork to eat, he would cut a piece of schnitzel, and he would try to take it to his mouth. He would try the first time and hit the side. Second time, hit his nose. He managed to put it in, he choked on it. He's had a very bad pancreas. Very missed it. But he didn't stop to learn. Lay on the couch and learn. Didn't stop to learn. He was running such a big place. He was really considered one of the Gedolei Hador. He was sick. He couldn't physically move. He could have not said sheer glory in every place, in every room. To learn every day. Put a little bit, you know, the iron in his volume a little bit. Day and night. Chavrusus, nochamol di gemor, nochamol di gemor, nochamol di tumish lasachta. Then as many 2 weeks before this man started, already learned till the chof and lasachta. Ah, basatei. Pnei Moshe, kepnei Chamot, pnei Yeshua, kepnei Yevono. Skeinim shabadoi rimrim, oy lo iso busho, oy lo iso chlimo. Everyone could come there. Everyone could become like that. There's not one person that can become like that. There's not one guy here that doesn't have the kishroinus that he had. There's not one guy here that doesn't have the ambitions that he had. American boy. After 3 years here, his father told him to go back to America and buy him a car. He was all excited. I'm just a regular guy. A regular guy. But he decided that he's learning. He decided that he's becoming a Talmid Chochem. Hashem made it to become a Talmid Chochem, and he managed to change the world. And Hashem gave him the craft to change the world. The Chazon Ish says in the Igros, Harbe Anoshim Roisi, Sheloi Hoyu Bohem Akishroi Nesliyeh Gdoili. Aval Ichlitu, Achloto Nimretes. Achloto Nimretes. Godlu Be'osu Chayim. They decided to become Gdoili, and they really decided it. And they became Gdoili. Had to be a real decision. Well, it's a real decision to become Adam Gadol, a real achlota to become Adam Gadol. Any person could become. Nothing is stopping no one to become. Chazal say when a person will come to the Shemayim, they will tell him why he didn't learn. He will say, I was poor. They will tell him, Kluma Yisra Ani, Yaisa Mehilel. He will say, I was rich. Kluma Yisra Oshim and Ablezo Ben Chalsa. I had a lot of Yitzhak Hore, I couldn't. Chshoves, Yehulim. He had a bigger Yitzhak Hore from Yosef, that she really hold on to him, Bechulei, Bechulei. A person will come and say, but I'm an American boy, I'm a Golanish, what really could be to me? What good that I'm out of it? I came to Yeshiva, I learned, there's no chance to say that. I was hoping 2 years after Mechata to learn 3 years. What was expected from me? You know, I don't have a future. They will tell him, Kluma Yisa Gowani of the Mitzvi. The Mitzvi is Mechai of all of us. We would not have what to answer. We're hoping at the beginning of a whole span of 6 months. I want to tell you, I hear this story from the Master of Polovich. They were the Gdoli. He was such a shvach bacher. His name. I heard from his roommate. He was also a chashavayin today. He decided one day he's becoming a chashavay guy. He's sitting and learning basketball. He started to learn. He's not moving, he's not getting up. He started to learn, and after 20 minutes, you know, when you decide, Moshe, I tell you now, I'm not to turn to the back. But please don't turn to the back. Everyone has wants to turn to the back to see what is happening. Hold himself, not hold himself. Oh. But this is Matthias. Oh. Especially just want to see, yeah? He he decided he's not looking to decide. He had to pick up his. So he decided, I'm becoming a masmid. I'm not moving from the Gemara. He started to shuffle. After 20 minutes, he saw black circles. He said, he's not moving from the Gemara. I saw him when he was already 50, sitting like this and learning. And the Gemara was like two black holes in the Gemara where his nose was. Because, you know, he was reading into that. He finished every Masechta 100 times. Now, we were both, you know, I was young. You know, we came and made noises in the back. See, we did all different things. Nothing else. But we come with him. So he said, but he's not moving. He started to try black circles. But he's not moving. After 2 hours and he's shuffling, he can't read a word, and he's nothing. He decided, well, anyway, shuffling, I'll try to learn at this. And like this, became the biggest amikosha, the biggest master. 6 months will pass. I'm telling you, 6 months will pass. Everyone has to sit here now for the next 6 months. So a person decides, I'm becoming a Talmud Chacham in these 6 months. I'm cutting the slow shalom. I'm sitting and learning Das Mother. My tefillahs will be different. My learning will be different. I will change in 6 months. I will be a different person in 6 months. If a person takes such a achlote, in 6 months I will be a different person. He's not shvata to umnasin tzvi. He's not weaker. He's better off. Every person could. And we have to, today in the yahrzeit, Sfarim Shteyn, and the quickness in the yahrzeit come back. Especially when you really the yeshiva, the person has a special siyata d'shmaya to decide that special achlota. I'm going to change. I'm coming to be special. I will make it. I'll, this is from one hand. Could be ma'al chalad about this. We're holding the shiva of Avadi Yosef.